my phone.
Turn off your phone. Hi, everybody. It's Dean Haglund from the offices of Rational Exuberance here in the heart of the historic core in the middle of downtown Los Angeles in the center of the Art Deco wonder that is the Eastern Columbia. Happy New Year, everybody. This is your Chill Pack Hollywood Hour, and I'm here in the new year with my co-host yet again, Mr. Phil Arnest, ladies and gentlemen.
Why are you rushing through the opening when we have, really, we have all year ahead of us?
Oh, no, we got to catch up from last year, my friend. I'm still way behind. This has been a very busy holiday season, and I haven't got a
We jokingly asked this question off air before the show. Is this the first time we've ever done our annual New Year's show without it being pre-recorded?
Yeah, well, this is one of the first years I haven't traveled out of town for the holiday season, so this definitely is. Normally, I'm on a plane by now, or maybe looking for the airport in some strange city.
And, of course, because New Year's Day fell on a Sunday.
Very odd.
New Year's Day observed in this country is today, Monday, January 2nd.
Right.
I observed New Year's Day myself.
Did you? I saw it.
Today. No, you know, I watched the Tournament of Roses parade.
Oh, you did?
From Pasadena this morning.
Uh-huh. How'd that work out?
I enjoy it so much more now than when I used to work the parade. As you know, when I was a production executive for Pasadena-based Goal Productions and their feature film
division,
Shadowland, I used to pitch in and help. Occasionally at the end of the year, because the corporate parents' biggest client, one of their biggest clients, was the Tournament of Roses.
I was surprised to go to the offices when I would go and visit you, and they would have Tournament of Roses parade footage from like 1909.
One of the things that when I was a creative exec there, I oversaw development of was a documentary, I think called Pageant for the Ages.
Okay.
It's available commercially through Lionsgate.
Of all things.
And it's a, or maybe it was First Look. It's a Rose Parade documentary. It's a documentary about the
history of the Rose Parade.
History of the Rose Parade, hosted by William Shatner.
Look at that. Hilarious.
So a pretty cool piece. But yeah. Again, my appreciation for it.
Better now.
Certainly different now. Certainly my appreciation for watching it on television is better now, and better now than it was prior to working that job.
Really?
Yeah, because I certainly did learn to appreciate it in a new way when I was working for Goal.
And how much work went into it.
And all volunteer work. I mean, incredible. So I was watching it this morning, and I saw something that really I wanted to bring up. How often do I bring up floats?
You rarely do.
Rarely on this show.
Was it the Occupy Wall Street?
Of course,
float?
That would be a great story about how we met. We were building floats for the Tournament of Roses.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was on
the Trader Joe's float.
Uh-huh.
And
I was stuck on daffodils on the front grill.
And I was over in another part of the warehouse. I needed to borrow carnations. I was working on the Junior League float.
Right.
Wait, is Junior League an all-women's organization?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I can't think of that.
But that would be a great story. Better than the story we usually tell about how we were rinsing tights for the ice capades. But yeah.
Hey, it pays well. Don't kid yourself.
There was a float, and I do not know what organization made this float and
right.
entered it. But it was a crash-landed UFO, and the aliens had knocked the glass out of their UFO.
So this is the like safety glass, yeah, right, the emergency.
And they had put up a hand-scrawled lemonade stand sign,
uh-huh.
and of course at the bottom of the float it said, when planet Earth gives you lemons... ...
Make lemonade.
Yeah, okay.
Funny.
So it's very funny.
Funny.
Of course, immediately I think, see, those aliens, because they had, you know, animatronic aliens serving it or whatever. I think they're real and they were hiding in plain sight. But I also, of course, believe that this is, here it is, 2012, many discussions about what the end of the Mayan calendar will bring, the apocalypse, which truly means lifting of the veil, what veil will be lifted.
Right.
I think clearly this float was propaganda to prepare us.
For the lifting of the veil. Of
because what is lemonade except an excellent vitamin C delivery system?
Ah.
And tell me about the irony of human biology where vitamin C is concerned.
Well, this is the one of the aspects of human-alien hybrid mythology and or evolutionary biology is that we as humans can't retain vitamin C. So therefore, this is proof that we are a hybrid, because how would you evolve out the ability to retain a vitamin that is necessary for
life? Well, I don't know if that proves that we're a hybrid. I thought, I might be wrong.
Go ahead.
But I thought my understanding from when you first told me was that what it proves is that our origin is off planet.
Well, that potentially that proves a hybrid, because then if you are retaining, if you came from a single cell amoeba that needed vitamin C, when in that evolutionary chain would you break that? So that would suggest that is a hybrid graft at that
I
break.
See. So the argument is still that we are involved in this game called evolution.
Right. But that there is a grafting of a second hybrid that is not of this planet.
Well, I like that. Yeah. So that's the propaganda, though, is that this has crash landed, and
right.
the selling of the vitamin C is to let us know we have found the aliens, and the aliens are us.
I see.
Which, of course,
is a perfect
as
thing.
As we talked about, is a perfectly fascinating interpretation for all of UFO phenomenon, especially
right.
when you think. That what is outside is only mirroring what is inside.
Right. So below as above.
As Bruce Harwood explained, you know, when you asked him, so what do you think those UFOs are out there? Because he does not believe that they are craft being driven by intelligent design. And you asked him what he thought it was, and the truth is out there. And he said he opted for the Jungian interpretation of, you know.
Collective unconscious. Yeah.
And of course, those two don't even necessarily have to contradict each other.
That's true.
It can be this and that. But yeah, maybe that is the reason for the phenomenon, that we ourselves are not originally. And it is our lifting of the veil will be to remember
that which we truly are. So then let me ask you this. How many UFO-themed floats were there in the Rose Bowl Parade this year?
I don't know. Themed?
I mean,
believe me, it's January 2nd. I got a whole new supply of my ginkgo biloba for the year, so I could probably come up with interpretations on all of them.
Oh, fantastic.
Not the least of which is host Bob Eubank's most recent facelift. I mean, I could. So this is your Chillpack Hollywood Hour.
Yes, it is.
The first episode of 2012.
What'd you do New Year's Eve?
Thank you for joining us. I am going to shelve the discussion of what I did for New Year's Eve till we get to our resolution.
Oh, so that's actually tied into your resolutions.
This is for those of you who have joined us within the last year.
Yes.
And have not had a chance to go back and listen to all the old shows, because, of course, they are not available. We
right.
are slowly making them available.
It's a tricky process. I'm not going to lie to you.
We just made available this
yes.
week our very first show ever with a guest.
Right.
Chillpack Hollywood Hour number 17, back when we were known as From the Heart of Hollywood.
Right.
I don't even know how long that show
is. I think
is,
34 minutes.
Because we would vary.
Yeah, we weren't even the hour then.
Exactly. No yeah. consistency whatsoever.
Right.
That idea, that request came from our listeners.
Right.
One of the reasons we say that it's your Chillpack Hollywood Hour. And so it was our very first ever show with a guest, and it's available on our website, chillpackhollywood.com, chillpackhollywood.com. Now, what you, again, if you've not listened to our New Year's shows in the past, what we like to do is set our intentions for the coming year
yes.
through a series of resolutions. However, we also hold our feet to the fire.
Right.
And we look back 1 year at our resolutions for the year that was.
Right.
And we assess how we did. I did not. Wow. Wow.
Hey, but you know what?
I'm so glad that I actually listened to last year's show and jotted down those notes middle of last week, so I had time to come out of the shame spiral in time. My first New Year's resolution was come out of the shame spiral that last year's show.
Listen, there shouldn't be shame involved. These are not, there's no judgment. These goals are merely guidelines to
again. It's about setting intention, rather than about a to-do list.
A to-do list,
and that's where we tend to fail is on the aspects that are so specifically to-do
right
oriented.
And you jotted mine down too, right?
Yes,
I did. Okay,
and you know, because really, what we want to do, and the intention every year is to try to say yes as wholeheartedly with arms open as wide as possible to whatever truly wishes to come forward,
right,
to that which is certainly worthy of our exploration and that will enliven us and enrich us and reward us. So if you don't get to some of the things that were on your to-do list because, for lack of a better word, something more important came up,
yes,
that's not to be ashamed of it.
Right. So out of your shame spiral, sir.
Right. But again, we have to be grateful for our shame because some of us, without it, would be really insufferable. I think I speak for me when I say that.
Right. Thank God you're ashamed.
So if you tuned in hoping to hear what we're reading.
Yeah.
Like most shows, you won't be hearing that. if you...
Because that's what are our...
If you tuned in because you love the Chilpak Hollywood lawsuit of the week, you won't be hearing
that.
You won't be hearing celebrity deaths.
No. Nope.
You won't be hearing Chilpak Hollywood wingnut of the week.
No wingnut this week.
And you won't be hearing Chilpak Hollywood explanation of the week. These segments will not be heard this week so that we may bring you this very special New Year's resolution show.
Although, and school closings.
Unless that ties in somehow.
That is one of my resolutions this year.
One of our resolutions. We should say, though, in relation to Chilpak Hollywood Wingnut of the Week,
yes,
which, of course, was a...
suggestion.
A suggestion by our dear friend Mark Bennett.
Yes.
That, and I will write Mark this, but in case he...
Is listening.
He listens to the show, because I know he subscribes.
He does.
Via iTunes.
As
to the show.
Anyone can. He's not unique in that.
Anyone can subscribe via iTunes. They can subscribe via really simple syndication.
RSS. Yep.
Both those feeds are available at chilpakhollywood.com.
So easy.
And, of course, we want to wish Happy New Year to those people who listen via Jackalope Radio.
Fantastic.
TalkSuperstation.com.
A Happy New Year to both of them.
But Mark Bennett, if you hear this before you get the message from us, we received your gift to us.
Yes.
The lovely card and the disc cleared customs and... if I wasn't holding it in my hand,
you would not know it got here.
Exactly.
Yes. I don't know exactly.
That which you just said. So anyway, thank you, Mark. Much love to you, my friend. And you'll be hearing from us soon.
Yeah.
So the New Year's resolution show.
Yes. Now remind me, where were we last year?
Well, what's funny about saying that you will not be hearing what we're reading this week.
Yes.
Was we began last year's New Year's resolution show with a collective resolution for Chilpak Hollywood Hour.
To make a reading, every episode we were going to say.
Every episode.
What are you reading?
That was 2 years in a running. That was our resolution, I think. And last year, we
nailed it.
Be it resolved.
Yeah.
No, not only did we not nail it, because we really didn't talk about this very much last year, but we actually went so far as to say we were going to open every show with
it. Oh, damn it. What are you reading?
We should do that prior to the theme song, except it requires you to do more editing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Dean, what are you reading? What are you reading?
I read this book and the music.
Yeah, exactly. We could actually pre-record the what we're reading segments and then just cut them in as needed.
Exactly, to keep our resolutions on track.
Part of the theme song.
That would be funny. So, yeah, and of course, we're trying to get someone to write our theme song for us so we could actually...
Well, we've had submissions. You've written some.
Yes. Everybody's hated it. What I wrote.
Yeah, you wrote. No. In fact, there's several, and this is I don't want to talk about the music
on a tangent
yet for two reasons, because about specific submissions. But one of them is because we have surprises next week. Concerning... many of those submissions.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. That was our first collective resolution, and I would say that we did not live up to that.
Swing and a miss.
And we want to.
Yes.
So each week, and this will tie in again when I get to my resolutions for the
Well, often
year.
There's pressing things. I mean, you know, reading requires... us to take a moment and stop.
But that's fine. That has nothing to do really with us talking about what we're reading, because we always have a book going.
We're not reading nothing,
you know. And even if that week we didn't read anything, well, okay, the next week we're still on.
Yeah, exactly. It's that same book. Sometimes it takes a while to get through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a great way to do the spinoff series of the show that we've been talking about. Your Chill Pack Hollywood Book Club.
Yeah, we should get on that.
Oh my God.
Your Chill Pack Hollywood Book Club. Look out, Oprah.
Okay. You know, we had such a lovely show last week, such a heartfelt, meaningful show last week. I think it's nice that we're completely in the opposite direction.
Totally. This is the show that
we are winsome. We are lighthearted and youthful.
And youthful. Full of the renewed energy of a vacation that was a staycation.
Well, that, I think, leads me... Let's do your resolutions last year first.
Let's go.
Because it's about renewed energy, renewing that energy. Your first resolution of last year was to have a daily yoga practice.
Shoot. Damn. You know, I
sense with my... You know, I spent a lot of December very ill.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted by the end of the year.
Totally.
And I spent a wonderful, blissful holiday season, much of it with my family, but just going nowhere.
Yeah.
Writing, reading, in quiet.
Right.
Not necessarily solitude, but definitely in quiet. And I needed it. It was not a hard year. It really was an exhausting year.
A marathon year. Yeah, absolutely.
And but what I find, and you actually pointed this out before, that when I come out of illness, I really put some things together and largely intuitively.
Right.
I think because I give time for that voice,
that
quiet inner voice.
Yes.
And I intuitively sense that you might not have fulfilled your daily yoga practice resolution.
Only because you don't sense the quiet in me, is that right?
No, I think the way that you smacked your forehead on the countertop and wrung your hands mercilessly.
Yeah. That, all those sounds? No, that's part of my yoga practice now, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah, to smack my head on the thing.
Yeah.
No, I missed that. There was some yoga to be had, for sure, but a daily was out the window. Of course, you know, a lot of it had to do with lots of travel. There's plenty of excuses why it didn't happen. But again, this is not about excuses. It's just a binary yes, no. Did it happen? The answer is no.
Yeah.
But the intention was there, and the intention is there this year as well.
But now your reaction to it. Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you disappointed that you didn't?
I am, because actually this morning I woke up and my back was pretty damn stiff. I'm going to say, had I been doing that daily yoga practice this year.
And that's why. I mean, that's the reason to revisit these and to do this, because it might have been something that could have helped.
Could have helped, absolutely.
As opposed to something on the to-do list that didn't get accomplished.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And so, again, that will be... That is always the goal, to have a daily yoga practice, or even, you know, 4 times weekly or 3 times weekly.
Right.
You know, just to do a regular practice in order to stay physically fit. You know, those two Dobermans don't walk themselves.
Right. And or specifically to target a particular
goal,
like, you know, maybe making your back feel better.
Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, you relate that to. Your daily yoga practice is the longer goal of having a back that doesn't...
Well, that's something I started to look at in crafting my resolutions this year. Getting out of the specific of the activities
and
putting them firmly in what the aim
longer
is.
Longer goal, yes.
Yeah.
Why do you do that activity?
Now, 2 years ago, you had set yourself the overwhelming intention of 100 canvases.
Wow.
Okay. And you did not do 100 canvases,
no.
and I told you that not when you made that resolution, because that would have been too helpful. But I told you last year when we were looking back at it,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first time we've ever really looked back. We're now taking longer views. And I've got some of these myself that got, you know, pushed forward and altered in that way. But I told you that it shouldn't have been canvases, because you know you should have been giving yourself credit for every
little thing, every creation.
If it was in a book, or if it was in a, because it it comes from the same place within you, mm-hmm. and it's utilizing perhaps slightly different variations on skills, of course, but it's no less encompassing. And the idea that it had to be a canvas is sort of an arbitrary thing that you are imposing on your own creative process.
Right, absolutely.
So 100 works might have been
easier.
Or certainly...
More encompassing.
Yeah, and more generous.
Yes.
And more opening, which is kind of the
point
idea.
Of that. Yeah, because when I said that goal 2 years ago, that was my only goal, being specifically for the reason that creativity begets more creativity,
right.
and that this would expand to all my other fields.
So this year, you left out the word canvas.
Yeah.
You revised downward the 100. Because, by the way, you did 55, we counted.
Yeah.
On that year that you averaged 100. So... In a way, you were only 55% successful, but oh, by the way, 55 was the result. That's enormous.
Enormous.
So this year, you set your goal at 75 new paintings.
Wow. Let's count. Three. We'll keep it at three.
No.
I don't. Well,
in the year?
No. There's got to be more than that.
Paintings. Not necessarily canvas, but new...
Well, you know, there was a lot of travel this year. A lot of travel. There was the two art shows that I had, one in Los Angeles and one in Springville, New York. There was there's a lot of travel. I went to Australia.
Well, there was a lot of time spent with your painting, focusing
yes,
on your art.
True. And it was on the presentation side of it.
But I know that you did more than three. I mean, I know, yeah. for example, when you were downstairs at the Annex Gallery,
yeah.
you actually were working on
yeah.
a piece, if not more than one piece.
Oh, you're right.
Down
okay,
there.
Four is correct. So there's an A piece
down
there.
75? You really think you only did four?
Yeah. Well, no, there's some drawings.
You did... Look, paintings, drawing, art, pieces of art. How about your Christmas card?
The Christmas card. Whip that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say five. No. They're okay. We're sitting around 10. It's right. But it wasn't a productive year. I'm not going to lie to you.
And yet, it was a productive year because you really did put a lot. In
into
some
the,
ways, you put more focus than ever before into your art.
Absolutely. And the other end of it, getting it out, having it in front of
and
people.
And recreations of it.
The prints,
the
yes.
Prints
the
band of it
and
all
yes,
this.
And the whole thing. The posters from the show in New York are also available on my website, deanhaglund.com. And
so 75 new paintings, a fail, but this is also the thing, you know.
The intention.
And how much focus... And energy did you put towards your art? And as we know, this is what disappoints me sometimes about artists, about in any field, where their interest only goes so far as the creative.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, the fun.
The fun,
as
yeah,
opposed
yeah.
to applying that creative.
Out. How do you get
into
that?
Into all the different aspects of the business of it, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And that's really rewarding. Not only we should all be grateful, all of us artists, at the time to live in a time where we are not only allowed to bring that creativity to many different aspects of the art form we pursue, from its business side to its promotion to its exhibition, whatever it is, but also that. The work itself is well served if we do that.
If we do that, that's right. That it's
and
then,
I find that is kind of this cycle that again fuels
the creativity.
Fuels the creativity again.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a mental block or a creative block when you're allowing yourself to embody that entire cycle.
Right. And to work through it and allow that process to go.
Because you're learning so much through the whole process and you're even learning, oh, next time this is what I'm going to do. I might do differently, or
yeah.
oh, this is what I want to be doing on the next one.
So. Exactly. So, and that'll be in my new resolutions for this year.
Now, on the last year, you actually, speaking of travel and speaking of this, it's kind of a two-part resolution.
Oh.
The way you phrased it.
Uh-huh.
Travel with The Truth Is Out There
yep.
for Irrational Exuberance and Get the Next Picture Going.
Yes. Well, we did travel with the Rational Exuberance, didn't we?
Yes.
We went to many a convention. We were in Vancouver, Seattle, Chicago. It went well. We didn't travel with it there, but it was in Chicago. I'm trying to think of other screenings. You had San Leandro and Salem.
I mean, we were all over.
We were all over. Yeah,
yeah, we don't need to list the screenings now.
So that went well. And then getting the second movie going, not so much yet.
Not so much yet for you, though. If this were my resolution, I would say it's achieved because we'll start shooting Truth 2 probably end of February at the UFO Congress, I would think, given that people are going to be there.
In Phoenix.
And I've been, as you know, not only wrestling with the footage
that we have,
but also, you know, putting together the proposals and figuring out the final budget kind of questions, which I think I finally tackled on the walk over here this morning.
Ah.
So we're very close,
right?
You know, to getting it going. What does that mean?
I mean,
we did kind of get it going in that we said, okay, we need to get it going, and now what do we need to do in order? And so we're in the process, very early stages, obviously, but with a really a very clear idea of how this one is going to play out from a logistical standpoint.
Right.
I'm sure creatively it will surprise us in many ways, but we really know what we're doing now.
Excellent.
To allow for that playground.
Fantastic.
This one made me laugh my ass off. I almost fell off a chair listening at what your
goals for Chilpak.
Yeah, the words you used were what really, really, really floored me.
What was that?
Chilpak, of course. Doesn't that sound like you?
Yeah.
You always say the words, of course. Chilpak, of course. Resolution is to continue with it. Quote, continue with it. Not take it to the next level, which we could say that maybe you've done.
Yes.
Continue with it. Not...
It's going to go places. Or...
Now, I guess in the word... I guess you achieved it in that the word continue is the root of the word discontinue.
Though technically it is continuing just without me. There's another company that will be taking up the mantle of it.
Maybe, but your resolution was to continue with it. So by continuing with it...
I sold it off.
Yeah, you stopped it.
I stopped it.
Yeah.
How ironic. So I think that the vagueness of continue with it.
What does that mean?
That is so vague and intentional.
That's like the resolution leading you and not the other way around.
That's so true. Isn't that fascinating? So there is an example of...
And it was probably, a month after you'd... I mean, it was a matter of weeks after.
Yeah, it was like February. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty hilarious.
So that was funny. So,
okay, that made me laugh too.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a shocker.
On the other hand... Start a tour company.
Yes.
Giving 1 hour downtown tours. LAconfidentialtours.com.
Yes.
That website does exist.
Yes.
Tours were given.
Yes.
And where do we stand now?
Tomorrow, I have two friends from Australia that were at the Armageddon Con. They have come to celebrate their holidays, and they're having a tour tomorrow by me, a one-hour tour of downtown. Matt and Chris will be being shown, as well as many other people have already emailed and saying they want to sign up. So the website will be back and operational the moment I say my New Year's resolution is to get that website operational.
Oh, it's not operational?
It's not operational at the moment. So you can just email me. It was, and then there was some problems, and so I took it down.
So we need to get that back up.
Yes, and that was me. There's no web. It's me doing all that web stuff. So,
you must have a list around here somewhere of your resolutions. I don't see them.
They're all in my head.
Oh, my goodness.
I got three.
I don't trust them. I'm going to write them down. So I'm writing down that one. You have three and we just heard one of them? Does that count as one of them?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that bad? Okay, four.
All right, hold on.
If I put yoga back in.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, but you think about that one.
Yeah.
We got to look at mine last year and then we'll set our intentions.
Okay,
but LA Confidential Tours. Okay. All right. So on to me here.
You. Let's see you. We're half hour just on me. Come on.
We always, you know, the setting the intentions for the coming year actually historically doesn't take much time because it's just really a a list of things. There's nothing to analyze. It's right. Like, well, hey, good on you.
Good on you. That one.
Become all being master of time, space, and dimension.
That's me.
Good on you. Then I'm going to go to Europe. Okay. That's an old Steve Martin joke.
I know. It's so
one
funny.
Of my favorites. Okay. Finish my book, Sex and Magic.
Is this one you're writing or reading? See what I said?
That'll be finish my first book. Hello! Which would explain why we don't do what we're reading more often.
That's right.
This first appeared on my New Year's resolution 2 years ago.
That's right. I keep forgetting all about it.
Finished, not finished. And I said this last year. I kind of knowingly said it's a kind of a fool's errand to put finish it on the resolution because this is the sort of piece that it will tell me when it's finished, not the other way around.
Like the creative process.
But I have been working on it a lot, especially the last couple months. I
mean, awesome.
I've worked on it. Finished it? No.
No. But worked on it nonetheless. Good for you.
Meditate every day. This was a leftover from the year before when I absolutely achieved it.
You did achieve it.
And it helped me a great deal. It was the only way that got me through the editing process of Truth Is Out There.
Yeah.
Both in terms of my energy, my focus, and also making sure that I was never taken by the voices or started... Never was judging the voices in The Truth Is Out There, was instead trying to honor them and
give them space and shape.
Yeah. So I had to do that on a daily basis.
Right.
This year, whoops.
Really?
Yeah, not at all, really, except when I would travel, which is a lot.
Right.
But
in the hotel room kind of thing.
Or literally during travel or prior to events, I would do it. But on a daily basis, no. You know, I mean, especially around town, it's too much getting up and getting right at it.
Yeah, right.
And,
I know.
And it's...
That's the thing, get right at it.
And it's problematic because you really have to train yourself because... The truth is that taking a half hour to an hour out of your day to do this kind of meditation, it doesn't have to be that long. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, whatever. But whatever amount of time, and again, the meditation's going to tell you really when it's done.
You're done.
But it's time that can so easily be used doing something else, and yet I am so much more... Focus.
Efficient.
And efficient
when you
do it.
Right. So therefore, you think you're taking a half hour of your time, but in fact, you're gaining 2 hours of lost productivity because...
Efficiency,
You've efficientized.
You're getting everything flowing in the direction you want.
I know. And it's that wrapping your head around that permission to go, yeah, you're not eating a half hour of time. You're gaining 2 hours down the road.
I said I was going to take up basketball again this year as a participant, not as a viewer. Viewer, yeah.
And I don't think I saw you on the courts once.
No, not a lot of dribbling going on.
Did you get a sneaker? Did you get a basketball sneaker?
I have them.
You have them?
Yeah, they look great in the closet.
I bet they do. So, fantastic goal, though.
Yeah, no,
Is there
I didn't.
A court near you? Did you look at a court? Did you get a gym membership?
I got
membership?
Called for jury duty.
So did I, actually. That
there
was
are, but they're not easy enough. No, I mean, it's one of those ones where you got to, you know, everywhere around me, you got to break in to play basketball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because, you know, basketball courts, I fear that the reason for that
is
that basketball courts tend to appeal to urbanites.
Oh.
See where I'm going with this?
Yeah, barely.
I fear that, you know, because there's a church next door to me.
Right.
That
they have a basketball court.
A Korean church. They have two fantastic basketball courts. They're locked up all the time. Not only locked up all the time, but there are lids put on the rims. So even if you can hop the fence, you can't play. I mean, they're literally concerned about people breaking in to play basketball on a court that's designed for it. Why would they worry about that unless it had to do with the kind of people that it might attract?
They fear the hood.
Now, maybe this is just my own cynicism, but there are no parks with available... I live by Griffith Park, for crying out loud, the largest public park in the United States. There are no public courts available anywhere in my neighborhood.
Really?
They're all school or church, and so they're all locked up to anyone who's not a part of those.
The school or church.
And why would that be?
Well, that is weird. Well, I'm sorry that affects your New Year's resolution.
On the other hand,
yes,
what I was able to start doing again this year, and there is much access for me in that neighborhood, tennis courts.
What?
Playing tennis.
You played tennis this year?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It took until fall, but I started playing tennis again.
Really? And who are you playing against? Just random?
I don't play against it. You know what? I play against myself. I play against my own inner warrior.
Right. So you run to the other side of the court on
a
lob.
No, I mean I volley with people, but I don't play against anyone. I play with everyone.
I see.
Let us all elevate the bar for each other. Which is my way of saying I win all the time.
Let's elevate the bar. I'm not keeping score, but we just elevated the bar for everyone.
I said that I would spend time swimming. Not a lot.
No.
Didn't do a lot. I did swim a few times.
Right. I think I swam more. I think I picked up that one because my swimming's really picked up over my yoga this year. What with the rooftop pool here.
That's really good for you, isn't
it?
The swimming.
Yeah. So. And you know what's really spectacular? There's a light at the on the pool. And when you swim and the sun's going down, you can actually see the sun and the light align as your head bobs above and below the water surface. So you have the city skyline and the sunset, and you can see the sun setting over Santa Monica. And then you're water below and there's...
That's a much better above and below the waterline shot than Chris Carter used in X-Files, I Want to Believe.
Ouch.
Where he sees the killer checking out the next victim
with the medical alert bracelet.
Yeah, and it's above and below. I'm just saying, and not that wasn't cool, but yours is cooler still.
I'll give him a call.
Now this goes back 2 years ago. I had taken a dance class, and so my resolution was to take another one this year.
And?
Another, you know, of a different type of dance. Yeah. Whoops.
No.
No.
No ballet? You didn't do the salsa?
Nothing. I had done ballroom the year before, which I had added to my resume under special skills from Argentinian tango, which I had studied years before.
Yeah.
So not this year.
Not this year. Whoops. Okay. Whoops.
I'm glad that I don't really care right now in this moment. Now reading.
Ah, here we go. Your first novel.
My resolution was to read two books a month.
Wow.
So 24 in the year. And the answer that I have for this is I have no idea.
Right.
Because when I realized that was my resolution, it's such an odd resolution, two books a month.
Yeah.
Not about how
good
they are, what tome,
giant.
And I don't keep a list.
Right.
I mean, I know that I read at least one book every month because I was always reading.
Right.
You know, you read more when you travel all the time on the planes and the trains and all that sort of stuff. But I had no idea because it's not like I set them aside to count at the end of the year. So that was an odd resolution to say two. So I'm gonna reformat that resolution for the coming year.
Right.
But I read
still,
a lot.
Yeah, well, good. I think you achieved it.
I said travel with and... self-distribute The Truth Is Out There. Now, remember, this was a resolution before we'd finished the film. We didn't finish the film until late March.
That's true.
So it was travel with and self-distribute The Truth Is Out There. And this self-distributing was the real
key.
Because one, it makes more financial sense for an independent film. And two, it's more fun and rewarding as a storyteller.
Ah.
And I must say that we are in the process of finding our way to proving, number one, that it makes financial sense.
On our way.
The truth is we have been generating revenue with this film. We are far from the idea of, quote unquote, breaking even or turning a profit. But, you know, I was actually running some numbers and looking at some things. By virtue of the fact that we have returned some money to investors at this point, we have done better than 60% of all films that get produced. 60%.
We are now in the 40% category.
60% failed to return any revenue.
And I also think that has to
from
do with
even the initial investment.
Yeah, but that's also creative
accounting.
Yes.
But that's the biggest part of it, isn't it?
Right.
That's the biggest part of it. That's why self-distributing matters, because we rely on no one's accounting other than our own.
Yes.
We are not beholden to
any other company.
Distributors. that have their own
accounting system that's
and
separate.
Their own financial concerns.
Right.
That take precedence over
your
truthfulness.
Right. Truthfulness.
Or fairness.
Or fairness.
Or fairness.
More
because it's
case.
Really more like once you read the boilerplate of the contracts, you go, wait a minute, there's no way ever, once you realize how they apply them, there's no way ever for this, the expenses always exceed
yeah.
whatever the percentage.
I'll show you my annual merchandising statement that I got from Fox regarding X-Files merchandise and how the administration fees were $855,321.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the administration fees.
On merchandising.
On merchandising. To get the merchandise out there required $855,000 on $1 million worth
of
merchandise.
Well, I mean, 855 employees of Fox had to pay $1,000 each to their favorite child to play with all the merchandise to see if it was worthwhile. That's called market research.
That's market
Actually,
research.
That's market research. That's yeah, not even
that's
administrative
That's not
cost.
A min cost. That's a, yeah, that's front loaded. So there you go. But yeah, creative accounting.
So, and then the second one about it being more fun and rewarding as a storyteller to travel with the truth is out there. Absolutely. That really opened up an appreciation for the fact that, as we've talked about so many times before, no two screenings have ever been the same. No two Q&As have ever been the same. And just having so much fun getting to meet these people. And, oh, by the way, as an aside, getting to meet at these screenings so many people who listen
to your
Chilpack
Hollywood
Hour. And then getting to spend time with them. I mean, I'm at this moment, when I hear myself talking about this, I think about Mike O'Connor from Portland, who came down to Salem to see one of the festival screenings of Truth Is Out There.
Yeah.
And we hung out afterwards, and the guy gave me a ride back to my hotel afterwards, gave me a lift.
See
so that?
That
I didn't, you know, need to bother anyone with the festival or do whatever. And, you know, and it was like, it was totally cool.
That's that's what you look for.
Yeah. And getting to, you know, meet these people who listen to us every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, conversation with these people is so easy.
Because they already know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and if they listen to this, it must be because we talk about some things that interest them, or we talk about things in a way that interests them.
Right.
And that means that it reflects who they are, too.
Ah.
So it's very
easy.
See,
look at that. And then it's a reflection of yourself, right. Everybody who comes up to you. You are your own reflection.
And you know what we said. I mean, it's a – we want the film to make friends. And when the film makes friends, I mean, we
make friends.
I mean, that's really our marketing. Our marketing strategy not about exploiting anyone or anything. It's about making friends.
Absolutely. Which is the same marketing strategy for Pantene shampoo, I believe.
Do you now own stock in Pantene? Because if not, why the commercial for that? But it gets back to some... I mean, we talked about this sometime on one of the shows early last year about really this concept of making friends because... You know, you're taught in film school, don't make films just for your friends. Don't make films just for your friends. And I came at it from the other side and said, you know, well, the truth in what they're trying to say is you don't want it to be insulated.
Right. Insular.
And yet, at the same time, how might things be different and better and more rewarding if you approached anyone who came to your films as a friend.
As a friend. As someone who's...
If we started thinking of audience in that way, as friends,
as
rather
people who
than
resonate.
As a demographic group to exploit.
Yeah, exactly. And then you start making things that you go, oh, this has to have mass appeal.
Yeah.
And then you lose a personal connection to your work, to your creativity, and you are suddenly chasing numbers and algorithms.
Instead of, here, friend, I have this to offer you
right.
that in some significant way... reveals myself to you and has all the integrity in it that I could bring to it.
Right.
And in offering it that way, you also open for a much more meaningful appreciation of it.
And how many people then come and say how much they liked it, then is much more satisfying personally.
In talking about my highlights of 2010, and which we talked about 2011. As we talked about last week, and as I continued to discuss with people this week, You know, that test screening in San Leandro we had at UFO X Fest at the end of February,
yeah,
where, you know, we showed it for the first time, a few hundred people there in the audience, you don't know, and people lined up to talk about it. And that one man who came up and said, for starters, I don't like independent films.
Yeah, and that's the opening.
And I don't like film festival films.
Right.
And we're like, oh, God.
Here we go.
And, you know, and I was scared because this is like when you find out if you, you know, and it wasn't even done yet. We still have changes to make. But, you know, whether your child has
legs,
ten fingers and, okay, legs, whether your child has legs, you use a box office term.
But, and that also coincides to your metaphor.
And he said, I don't like I don't like independent films. I don't like film festival movies. And you men have made a major achievement,
right,
with this film. And,
very lovely to say.
And I think him to come forward and to say that was a reflection of the experience he had with the film. It was also a reflection of the experience he had with the introduction to the film and to us being there for a test screening and
right.
and all of this.
Right.
So it was the larger experience of it,
yep.
which after all is important because no film is ever going to play the same way for two people. And
true.
I don't think any film plays... I don't think any film actually is the same in a real Jungian way.
Wow.
In a quantum physics way. As we know, the observer affects the observed, so I don't think any film is ever the same way. And, of course, it's absolutely true in that circumstance because we did go and make changes
yeah.
after that.
Right.
Screening.
So that screening will never exist again.
Anyway, so resolution, get to work on Truth 2. Truth is out there, Ancient Mysteries. Indeed, as we just discussed, getting to work on it.
Is happening.
Was general.
Yeah.
Was vague. But it's been happening. I had a specific one knowing my health patterns, and this was the last one that I had of last year, and it was get the hell out of Los Angeles for all of autumn, late September to early November, because usually my fall health is terrible.
Right.
Because of those dry winds,
the pollen, and all that.
To go
sort of
for hopefully more moist climes. I wasn't gone for all of autumn, but I was gone a great deal.
Right.
From Virginia to Portland, came back, went Salem again, and then Northern California, and then
Pacific Northwest,
Vancouver. So for much of it, and I did not
suffer
at all. I had my healthiest fall on record, and did not get sick until December.
When you came home.
When I let go, when I relaxed.
Yeah, exactly.
As is always the way.
As is always
but
the way.
So that's a very important thing looking forward.
Fantastic.
So now we do look forward to our resolutions for 2012. Dean Haglund, I got pen.
Here we go.
Handy.
Look at that.
LA Confidential Tours website is going to get fixed.
Fixed and up and running. Fantastic.
This month, I think.
Yeah, I could.
I think we're going to write
that down.
I
can do it this week. You know, frankly, I just
get
need
one.
Time.
Do it afterwards, and then you're already 25% done with your resolution.
That's right. Number two, art show in Berlin. This has been a big thing. I have a person there who's looking at some galleries. I thought I'd enlist some of our fans to perhaps know, sort of put the wider web out there, saying that looking to get some of my art up over in Berlin.
So
to
you do have a gallery in mind, or no? And it
I
would
have
be a touring thing, or a
it would
a
be
specific...
very specific, just okay. like a month in a Berlin gallery. I think that's
okay.
a great start to land my, and then it could coincide with a convention, or perhaps maybe even a screening of The Truth Is Out There,
or all of the above,
That would be something awesome. But I'm just limiting it to art show in Berlin. As a goal that's achievable, that's on my New Year's resolution.
I think contacting Holly and finding out if there's any
excellent.
Festival in or convention.
I've been many a fan that said I got to come back to FedCon in May. That's May 2012, and that one's in. It's not in Berlin though; it's in Bonn. Is it in Bonn? Yeah, but it's close.
Yeah.
And then number three, if you look behind you, you see that I had purchased a skateboard. For Christmas, as right on the other side of the We are going to get our younger Doberman over her fear of skateboards.
Oh.
Yes. And this is a goal that I am personally getting back on the skateboard, going to a parking lot with the 80-pound Doberman that attacks skateboarders on the street, and I will be the target that we then somehow, through the mystery and mastery of the dog whisperer, the young Doberman will no longer be afraid of skateboards. I think there's some childhood trauma in her past or something that makes her freak out when a skateboarder goes by.
You know, Mila does not have that.
No, she is calm as all get out.
And I was grateful for that when here, taking care of Mila, recently. while Akasha was at Go Dog enjoying camping with the other dogs.
Camping.
And Mila was in recovery. And first of all, I don't blame Akasha for being
scared
upset
of skateboards.
About skateboards. Many of them are jackasses.
Yes. Okay, I'll give you that.
And, and they want attention in all ways.
Yep.
But a skateboarder comes up while we're walking, comes right at Mila, straight at Mila, going, don't kill me, dog. Don't kill me, dog. Trying to taunt Mila.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then there's somebody that, like, you got two Dobermans on leashes that are, like, you know.
I'm not proud of this.
What'd you do?
I shoved him off his skateboard.
Yeah, did not.
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Violence Prevention Specialist shoved the taunting of the dog off. Yeah. Good for you. And what did he say after that?
You know, he didn't have a lot to say sitting on the ground while I glared at him holding a Doberman. He didn't have a lot to say. I was so... I'm a violence prevention specialist. That doesn't mean I'm also not extraordinarily good at violence.
That's right.
And you don't fuck with Mila.
Yeah. Well, you got a 75-pound Doberman on the end of a line.
It was just like, what if the guy had gotten Mila? Who could have blamed Mila for getting upset and then, like, jumping and then hurting her back?
Yes. I know. All of these things. So I'm glad you did that. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on my goal as well, then to shove a skateboarder just to match you.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it. I say I'm not proud of it.
It still makes me laugh. So those are...
I'm not proud of it, and I'd do it again.
In a second.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. And
so then whatever. At least yoga twice a week. That's like... I know that sounds like a fallback, and you got to laugh that each year we see just less and less of it.
Well, why don't you say that your true... What is your aim behind doing
flexibility? Yeah,
greater flexibility.
Greater flexibility, but greater suggests is a number line.
Right. So I think you can say that you've achieved this a year from now if you... have not been experiencing any back tightness or back pain for quite some time.
Fantastic. There.
Okay.
You.
Now me. What do we have here?
Let's see. Get your list.
I've got some interesting different ones. In the past, I've had things about how many movies I wanted to see or movies by certain directors or doing anything. This is one that I either will accomplish this month or will not. How about this? And it involves your Chillback Hollywood Hour.
Uh-huh.
And it involves the fact that as a filmmaker, it's so easy for me to get to see all these films that I should see all of these. So Metacritic, which I sent you this
link,
a clearinghouse. For reviews, they have assembled the consensus, and they've been updating it daily with each critic who releases a top 10 list, the consensus films top 10 of all critics who have published their lists. And there are, as of yesterday's, there are 32 films that have gotten enough points to warrant being on this list. Uh-huh. As of now, I've only seen 16 of the top 32 films of last year, according to critics. And I've been seeing a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So my first, I'm going to see all of these. before we do our top 10 of 2011 show on January 30th. We always do it on the last show of January.
Yeah.
So on January 30th, we'll be doing our top 10, and by then, I will have seen every single one of the films on the Metacritic top list.
Man, that is a good goal.
I will be seeing one live performance each week.
What?
Now, this stand sounds up? Not per week.
Uh-huh. Each
because
week.
On average, I averaged probably one every week and a half last right. year anyway. But each week, I'm going to go out and see a live performance. Now, what is a live performance? A play? A musical? Orchestra? Concert? Comedy?
Poetry reading?
Poetry reading? A live performance. Hmm. It can be amateur. It can be student. It can be professional. One live event a week. Wherever I am in the world.
Wow. Does that include performance art a la Art Walk?
Performance art. If it's a if there's a performance, it would – and it's a live event.
Yeah.
Yes, by definition.
By definition. Yes. Fantastic.
Okay. So I will be doing that, and I've already achieved this week's because I rang in the new year watching Pink Martini.
Yes.
At Walt Disney Concert Hall. 27 person band.
Yes, they're a big band out of Portland.
Plus they brought in the marching band
do they
for
really?
Midnight to do Old Lang Syne.
That's fantastic.
It was the dazzling, iconic China Forbes rejoined them for the first time following throat surgery.
And how was her voice?
Better than ever.
Really?
She said she strongly recommends vocal cord surgery. Her doctor had said to her she now has the vocal cords of a 2-year-old. They're better than ever.
Wow,
they're new, and she sounded fantastic.
Really,
yeah, it was the best New Year's ever. I mean, they were just incredible.
How late did the show go after midnight?
One.
Oh well, yeah. So
started at 10:30. They did an early show
right.
at 7, and then they did a second show at 10:30.
Right.
So awesome. And the later shows on New Year's, you always want to go to later ones because they always go much longer.
Right. Yes. Much fun.
Liquored up. I would like to watch more classic television shows. I've really enjoyed in this age of streaming and DVD catching up on television shows.
Digging the Hulu, are you?
And I'm going to rewatch Arrested Development in
yes.
anticipation of the new
movie.
Series. No, the new series coming to Netflix. It's going to stream exclusively on Netflix.
Oh,
a brand
yeah.
new series, which is to set up the movie.
Right.
I'm going to rewatch, having rewatched all of Larry Sanders' show.
Yes.
I'm going to rewatch all of It's Gary Shandling's show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I am going to watch the British Torchwood.
You'll like it.
I'm going to watch season one of Downton Abbey. Season two
oh, yeah.
is coming very soon.
I should see this too.
I got on a DVD the full collection of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I'm going to watch those. The actors involved in these shows,
big
incredible
names.
Big
yeah.
names.
Yeah, yeah.
I am going to continue. Once a week I watch an episode of The Next Generation. And I'm going to continue to watch that. That's very comforting and fun.
It is.
And just to see how it holds up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Cavett. There are many great collections of the Dick Cavett Show, like the comedians
yeah.
and the musicians. And I remember the Dick Cavett Show from when I was a child.
Yeah.
Of 8 years old. On days when I would be sick, I would watch this and I would be fascinated
by the conversation.
The conversation.
And it was a conversation that was going on, too. It wasn't just bullet points that he was saying to market some movie that was coming out.
I'm also going to watch The Hour, which has been called the British version of Mad Men, only much better.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
And then that's in addition to the new seasons of Justified, which starts
yes.
this month, Breaking Bad,
yes.
Mad Men, Sherlock. I just watched season one.
Isn't it great?
Benedict Cumberbatch is perfect. Martin Freeman is perfect. Their chemistry is great. It's the modern bringing Sherlock Holmes into the 21st century. It's so good. And the new season of Project Runway, which starts this month, called Project Runway All-Stars.
Oh, they're bringing back.
Which is the best of those that did not win their respective seasons.
Look at that.
So it's these 16 people have all lost once before, and they're all going to do it again, except for one.
Hilarious.
My reading resolution this year is to read 25 pages a day.
Holy moly.
Not the amount of books,
right.
but 25 pages a day. Some days I'll read much more than that. If I'm on a plane flight, I'll read 100 A couple hundred pages.
Yeah, right.
But 25 pages a day. And the reason for this as a resolution is really health related, that I spend so much time either watching things or staring at computer screens and this,
backlit screens. Harmful.
And so it's better for my eyes, and it's also better for me if before going to bed I take the time. That's a half hour of reading.
How hard is that?
And so it's important to me. And but the intention also behind that, beyond health, is I've got a 4-foot stack of books to read. I hope that that stack is gone by the end of the year. I don't know how many. I think it's 36 books or something. I don't know. But it's 4 feet. I measured it instead of counting the books. I want that gone. So as a corollary to that, I will not be adding any books to that pile this year.
You got
to
read down that 4 feet of pages.
Now, if someone gifts me a book, it will get added. But I cannot pick a book. I cannot select a book.
We just donated $4.
I know you did, which is why I couldn't do it.
Yeah. We should have just given it to you.
So, it's a 16-foot pile of books. All right. Shoot Truth is out there, too. That's pretty straightforward. Make a documentary out of Hell Gigs, the Hell Gigs footage we shot a couple years ago.
Exciting.
That is underway. Make a video book out of the art and philosophy of Lee McCloskey.
Yes.
That is underway.
Fantastic.
Make Night Falls Fast. That was on last year's.
Damn it.
This one's got to happen. Got to be resolved for that.
That's a financial thing.
Get in the best physical condition of my life. This involves diet, exercise, meditation, and seeing the doctor by the end of February. It's only been 12 years since I've done that.
That's not hard.
Three others really quick, and then we'll just say goodbye. I'm going to visit the Grand Canyon. I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
Never been there.
It's so close.
Grand Canyon. So when we go to UFO Congress in Phoenix, I'm driving up there.
Get up there. Yeah. You should see it.
See, I wanted to give myself things that I can easily achieve and know when to do it.
Right.
Get our stinking Blu-ray editions of The Truth is Out There. I could not be more resolved to make this happen and to make it right by all the people who have already ordered this.
Yes.
And I've been waiting patiently for months.
Months. We're sick of this. But yes, this is a wonderful, both you and I get our Blu-rays together.
And finally, another joint resolution. It's more of a reminder. We said that we would do a Chilpack Hollywood Hour on the end of the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012. I think we should resolve to make it the first ever streaming podcast.
Wow.
Of Chilpack Hollywood.
Because we never edit these things.
We have friends who have told us that if we ever want to do a streaming episode, they will host it. I don't even know the technology behind it, but I know that a lot of bandwidth is required. So we should do our streaming end of the month. The questions that we need to ask is how long do we want it to be?
Right. Is it in front of a live audience?
We could have people Skype in.
Skype in.
Give us our reports from different parts of the world.
We go to live reporters.
Now that the apocalypse is underway.
Lifting of the veil.
So that's the resolution.
I like it.
First ever streaming.
I love when we have our production meetings on the air. I'm telling you. That is what your Chilpack Hollywood is all about.
Woo.
Transparency.
And that was your Chilpack Hollywood, the first installment of your Chilpack Hollywood Hour with 5% more hour.
Wow. Just how it's going to go.
Give till it hurts.
Exactly.
We've told you all the websites. Please write us. We love reading your emails.
All the time.
And love answering your questions on air.
We're at chilpack@yahoo.com. Chilpack Hollywood at yahoo.com.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/chillpackhollywood. And of course, follow us on Twitter.
Yes, I'm at D. Haglin.
I'm Phil Larinus.
And we'll see you next week.
Happy New Year.